What's going on, guys? Brian. Jay's not here yet. He's going to be here a little later to record an episode, but I just wanted to get on here and say something really quickly to you guys. If you watched the last episode or listened to it, whatever, you would know that it probably wasn't our best piece of work, or at least that's what I thought. I mean, it seemed like a lot of you guys are still fucking with it, but Jay knows that I care a lot about the quality of this podcast, and I'm always hard on myself, feeling like we could be better, improve, and I don't mean that as in like be better than the other podcasts out there. Like, we're not trying to be the fucking next Impulsive or anything, but just always improving what we have going on. A lot of you guys posted this on your Spotify Wrapped, and it said that like this was the only podcast that you listened to, which is fucking crazy. I appreciate all you guys. Like, people watch us like consistently, whether it be every week or whatever the fuck we post, because our schedule isn't that consistent, but you get what I mean. You guys watch us and listen to us, so I don't want it to be just bullshit. And like I said, Jay knows that I get frustrated and I get hard on myself, so I wanted to play a little prank on him. I don't even know if you can consider this a prank, but when we start the episode in a little bit, when he gets here, I'm gonna just like make us redo the intro a few times and just try to sell it as like I'm over this shit. Like, I'll probably like make us redo it like three times and then just tell him like, you know what, let's not record one today. Like, I don't know if we should continue this shit. I don't know. I'm not gonna get all mad because he'll probably know it's a prank, but I'm just like fuck with him a little bit. So he should be here in a little bit to start the episode. But thank you guys for tuning in. Should we just run it?
Run it.
All right, guys, welcome back to the worst fucking podcast ever. I'm Brian Arnett.
Hey, I'm Jay. I'm fucking high.
Nah. Wait, we gotta start it with like, we gotta be positive.
We gotta be positive.
Because if I think
negative,
it's gonna be a bad podcast like the last one.
Yeah, fuck that shit. All right, right. All right. 3, 2, 1. Ready?
Ready? I'm ready. Bro, fuck. You want me to start it?
No, I'll start it, but like, I'm gonna cut this shit. Like, just fresh start.
Fresh start.
All right. All right, guys, welcome back to The Late Talk. I'm Brian Arnett.
And I'm Jay. And
you gotta, no? Okay, you gotta sound like you want to be here.
Oh, you're right. I didn't want to be here in that line. All right, let's do this again.
Or should we just keep going? No, okay.
No, one more time. All right. You already fucked it up.
Let me get my topics ready. Because I actually have topics.
I'm sorry. You can move this last second.
Bro, you haven't been here in 3 weeks.
Probably longer.
Last second. You've had 3 weeks to... All right, you know what? I'm going to just trust that shit's happened in those 3 weeks that you could just remember without having to write them down, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm cutting the shit.
I cut it.
All right. Let's start. This is going to be a good episode. Knock on wood. I don't even know if that shit's wood.
It's wood, bro.
All right. Wait, I'm already...
Don't be scared. All right. Let's do this. It's fucking 7 p.m. All right. 7:50.
All right, guys. Welcome back.
No. Welcome back to a new podcast.
All right, guys. Welcome back to...
They know who you are already, though. So why are you going to say it?
Because I say it every episode. Should I just...
We just don't have to say it. I think it's just the intro now. Yeah. We don't need that no more.
So should we just run with this? What we're doing already?
Yeah. Let's just run with it. Welcome back to a new podcast, and we just start going in.
Nah, that's the thing. We need to have...
An intro?
We need it. Not necessarily intro, but we have to, like, have some, like, ground... Like something, not, I don't know.
You do know.
Like, we can't just, I don't know how to
explain. Welcome back to a podcast. Well, welcome back to our podcast and,
like, okay, I don't want to just, like, what's up, we're back.
Or am I thinking about it
too much? I feel like we don't need to start the same way every time, right?
Okay, so we could do it this one. This is how we can do it this one.
What?
Welcome back to... All right, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I know it's been a while. I am your host, Jay...
You don't even know your name, dude. I can't do this shit.
I was going to say Brian.
Fuck this shit.
Should I go back?
We'll record on a different day, G. All
right.
I can't do this shit.
For real?
I'm not in the...
Are you dead ass?
I can't do this shit, bro.
For real?
Or should I just try?
Bro, just try. You're overthinking it.
Well, because I want this shit to be good.
Bro, everyone wants this shit to be good. The last one was not that ass. The last one was pretty cool.
You think?
I think it was cool.
I don't know. All right.
Bro.
Try one more time.
Bro. Come on. Don't be scared.
Should I delete that shit?
No, leave it.
Leave it?
Leave it. Leave it. As it is.
Leave it as it is.
Leave it as it is.
Sure.
Think about this. Not too hard though. All right. Yo, say your same line. Welcome back. My name is Brian Arnett. I'm your host.
I don't even want that to be my name anymore. All right, you ready?
Yeah, all right, guys,
welcome back to the Late Talk. I'm Brian Arnett.
And I'm Jay Films.
And he just got fucking pranked.
Wait, are you fucking serious?
I recorded like this whole intro and I was like, all right, guys, so Jay knows that I want to take this podcast seriously and I care about the quality. So when he gets here, I'm gonna pretend like this shit's his ass and redo the intro a bunch. Like I said, this whole
thing. You're a fucking dick, bro. I literally thought you were like kind of done with it. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Chill.
Dude, I recorded that shit last year.
What?
No, I recorded it like a week ago.
Oh,
like,
because
last time you were supposed to come before you played. Oh, like, yeah, I recorded that intro saying that I was going to do that, and then you didn't end up coming.
Because I didn't want to come.
And then that just made me start thinking, should we actually fucking just not do this shit anymore?
For real? Did I?
No, I didn't actually start thinking that. But
yeah, you did thought it for a second, though, huh? You're like, oh, I don't want to do this.
No, when you didn't come, I was like, fuck. I was like, I just recorded that intro. Should I redo it? And I was like, nah, I'm gonna just leave it.
Toss it in.
So I'm wearing like a whole different outfit. I'm sitting right here and I'm like, yeah, when Jay gets here, like, I'm gonna do this shit. And
so you're gonna act like you're gonna quit the podcast?
Yeah, that was my prank.
I literally thought you were gonna quit it right now. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
No, but yeah, so I recorded that shit last year. You know, it's a new year.
Yeah, we get it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You get it now?
Yeah, now I get it, yeah. All right. I was fucking confused for a second.
All right, let's just go over that. How was your holiday?
My holiday?
If it was just boring, let's not even bother with it.
Yeah, okay. Let's go through
anything exciting happened?
No, I didn't fucking jump off anything on fire, but I did have a life. So I fucking went back to Long Beach, spent it with family normally.
See, that's fucking boring.
It is, right? Like, it's boring. No, for real. Like, it's boring, but it's needed. Uh-huh. You need to be with your family.
Were you with your girlfriend at all?
Yeah, I was.
Did you guys do any freaky shit that you want to talk about?
We did do some freaky shit, but I mean,
spill it. I want you when I upload this podcast. I want you to be in trouble for talking about.
I'll
shit.
I'll be like, look, I'm gonna send you screenshots. What we got. All right, so we did freaky shit, but like, her family probably watches this podcast too now.
Oh really?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
I'm just kidding. Imagine I'm gonna be like silent the whole fucking podcast. Nah, you spend it with your family, you know?
Yeah, but like honestly, like there wasn't anything exciting.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Right. You know my nephew, my brother's son.
Oh, that was lit. Yeah.
Okay, he's like 2. He's gonna be 3 this year.
What? 2?
Yeah.
That fool looks older.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, he acts older too. He's like pretty mature. I asked him. I was like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? And he told me, he was like, you know, Brian, I want you to take that money, invest it in the stocks, and flip that shit. Let your money work for you. He told me that.
No, for real. Shut the fuck up. I for real thought for a second that fool talked. I'm like, no way that fool talked.
He's like, I want you to get yourself an LLC and boss up.
He's like, fucking ice out your wrist, Brian. Please, bro.
No, he got this mini basketball hoop, and I've been using that shit more than him.
So you bought the basketball hoop for him?
No, my brother did. His dad.
So what'd you get him?
I got him like this book.
What the fuck? Why?
Yeah, about like finance and shit. Like, nah,
no, did he ask like, for a book?
No, he can't even fucking talk, bro.
That's why I was confused when you said he was talking. I was like, what the fuck?
I was fucking with you. Oh. But yeah, going about your Christmas.
Oh, my Christmas
family.
Oh, my family. Yeah, so I actually bought Christmas presents this year. Mm-hmm. It's the first time in a while. Last time I bought a Christmas gift from my mom, she returned it. Yeah, she returned. I got her a Christmas gift and she returned it.
Oh, she didn't want to accept it.
She didn't like fuck with it.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, wait, she didn't...
I bought her a gift, gave it to her on Christmas Day. She didn't like it.
Oh, she didn't like it?
But she liked it. But she's like, I want something better. Or maybe something different. So she returned it, got something else. Which was kind of like, fuck. Like, oh, shit.
I thought you meant like... She was like, oh, no, Jason. Like, I can't receive anything from you. Like, it's okay. Like no. your love, you being here means enough. She just straight up said, yeah, like, this shit's whack.
Yeah, that was like 4 years ago, 3 years ago. She's like, oh, here. That's the last time I actually bought a Christmas present. But I actually bought some shit this year. And I bought, like, my girlfriend underwears. I don't know why. Yeah, I bought a bunch of people other stuff, too. I bought, like, Mowgli and my homies one. Like, shirts and shit, socks. I don't know. This shit. I don't know.
Where's mine?
I was going to give you something, but I didn't pull up that day.
Wow.
So I ended up like returning it.
Shut
and
the fuck up.
Using the money for stocks and then
flipping that shit. Damn. I went to New York with my girlfriend, brought him back socks.
He did. I was hyped on those. I wore them.
Bro, I have your Christmas gift over there.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, the sweaters?
Just kidding.
The new Late Cup sweaters on latecup.com?
.co. I couldn't afford .com.
My bad.
It was an extra like $400.
Was it?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'll buy it later.
Fuck, we'll buy it later.
But yeah, we're back.
Dude, it's been a minute.
Yeah. Do you actually not have topics?
No, I actually don't have topics. Usually when we do these podcasts, we have topics on our phone to run through it. But today I'm going freeballed on it because I am pretty confident because last one was pretty fucked. According to this guy, I don't know why he thought it was fucked. I was mad chilling.
It started out good.
It did start off good. And then you started freaking out.
Because we like, okay, I write down topics too. We both do. But like when we run through them quick and it's only like 30 minutes and we're like, fuck, like we have to pull shit out of our ass. That's when I start like panicking a little. I'm like, damn, like we're not prepared. This isn't a good podcast.
Which is
if we're starting out and freeballing it, then you know what to expect going into it.
Yeah,
I should start freeballing some.
Not
episodes.
Start freeballing, but we know we haven't seen each other for a minute, and we know we have a whole like, you know.
Yeah, he hasn't even really talked to me off camera before we started. Recording.
I know. I ghosted him because I was like, no, he's toxic, and I gotta like block. Nah, I'm just kidding.
He just started playing Drake. That's good. You're in your Drake mode. You miss me.
He'll call me and I won't answer and say I'm at work, but I wouldn't be. I'll be at like fucking Knott's Berry Farm or some shit.
Shut the fuck up. You're snowboarding without me and shit.
Damn. Okay, first of all, we invited your ass.
Dude, you invited me like 10 hours before you were leaving.
I called this fool. I'm like, yo, let's go snowboarding. We're going tomorrow at 5 a.m. It was 10 p.m. the day before.
And he was like, I almost went, but I had to get my packages sent out because, you know, when you order something, You're checking your email for tracking like you want it already,
bro.
So I don't want to let my customers leave them hanging. You know,
I don't like the adult side of you.
I know
it sucks, bro. You should have went and you should have left them waiting
and be everywhere.
You should have left them hanging a little. They could wait for their clothes.
I shipped most of them out barely last minute. Like I got like the rest shipped out by like okay, because like Friday the post office. When was fucking New Year's? I don't know. Like it was going on the weekend. And the holiday and shit, the post office was going to be closed for a minute. I, like, barely, like, the last hour they were open, got everything shipped out.
Yeah, bro. I went to the post office this morning. It was fucked. Like, just so busy. I never seen it like that. It was like a Subway, like, super busy. Like, they're all lined up and shit.
Like a Subway, like, to eat? Or, like Subway in New York? Like,
like a Subway to eat. I don't know why I said Subway. I went there this morning. But, dude, snowboarding was mad fun.
It looked fun.
Should have went.
It was your first time ever?
No, I went before like years ago, but this is like I technically say my first time because I haven't went in a long time.
Yeah.
But I hit my first rail.
I seen that shit. You seen that shit? Was that a lip or a board?
It was a board slide.
Board slide? It looked like a lip slide.
It looked like a lip slide, huh? I could have said that. But like I don't know if you saw the fall. I ate shit.
Yeah, like okay, when I saw the board slide, I'll put his board slide on screen right here.
Hey.
Okay, it looked like okay, that's a board slide. It's what you would expect. But yeah. The fall made it look like oh, okay, that shit's mad slippery. Yeah, like it's probably like way harder than you would think,
bro. People are, I don't know if anyone watching this snowboards, but that shit's difficult. Like learning that shit's actually difficult. You're going steep down a hill. We took Mowgli. He didn't like it.
No,
he hated it. He wasn't good at it. Well, I'm not hating on him, but he wasn't good at it. He didn't like it.
Fucking sucked.
He sucked. Nah, but like no, he just didn't like the fact of being like attached,
strapped to the board.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, so it I think that proves something. Like, I mean, he's really
a pussy.
It proves that you could be good on a board but not good on a snowboard. Mm-hmm. Mowgli's fucking good on skating, but it's weird. I kind of thought he was gonna kill it. He did. He had fun.
Yeah,
that's all that mattered.
It's like it's just you would think like it's really really similar, and I'm sure like the balance and shit is like
kind of
similar.
Kind of
like if you're really good at snowboarding, it doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna be good at skating or surfing. And same goes for like the other ones.
Okay, I'm gonna try to put snowboarding. Maybe I may be wrong to people who are really good at it. Snowboarding is like you get a deck, right? And you put like those office wheels under it. Four office wheels under it. It slides sideways. It slides this way.
That's
like,
true. I didn't think
it
about
goes.
That.
It's so it's kind of not the same, but it is the same in some way. Obviously, it's a board, but it doesn't move as like a skateboard. Because skateboard just goes straight or backwards.
I get you.
I want to see how you would do it because it's fun as fuck. I only paid $90 because really? Actually, yeah.
What did you have? Because I was ready to pay like a couple hundred like so, for all the gear.
All you needed was just your pants, your snow pants, and your snow jacket, and the boots. And then you needed the board, and you could rent the board and the boots over there, or rent it somewhere around your area.
Let's go. Are you down to go,
dude? Again? Let's go.
It's going like a week.
So I haven't told no one this, but I want to move down there. I want to move in the mountains,
bro. What the fuck is up with you wanting to move everywhere?
I know. I gotta move.
I guess you can.
I gotta move with you.
Yeah, you still want to do that?
Yeah, I still want to do that. I was thinking about it over here. I was like, I need to move with this guy. Because you know what I was thinking about on the way over here? I was like, bro, we should do fucking like good-ass videos, like pranks. Like,
bro, yes.
You want
to
do that?
I need somebody like to just be like my other half.
I want to do them too. Like, I'll do it for your channel. Yeah. Like, let's do it for your channel.
You don't want both channels. What the fuck?
I know, but like, my channel is looking at my views, that much views. So I feel like if we're going to put work in, might as well put it on yours.
Yeah, let's fucking put work everywhere. The podcast, my channel.
Exactly. So I was thinking, I was like, fuck, like, we should start putting it work. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
Because I know, I was thinking about this today. I was like, damn, like, I was thinking, I have a lot of friends, and I've said this in my video before, but like, nobody does what I do. And then I have some friends out here that I skate with. Like, I got the homie Nick, who's down to film shit. Nick's my homie Angel, and some other Angel. People my age. But like, they all got their own lives. Like, they got jobs and shit. Like, yeah. Some of them. And the ones that don't have like a regular job consistently, they mainly just want to skate. Like, just skate, skate, skate. So it's like, even if we do go film a skate video, they're not gonna want to film, you know. They're a skate, like, they just want
to
skate,
they want to get the clips, chill for a bit.
And I'm not trying to like bash on any of my homies. Like, I know, like, if I asked, like, plenty of my homies would be down to film and shit. But I'm saying, like I just need like someone who it's just like feels natural, like, just to go out and do the same type of shit. And like, I don't really have anyone out here. If I do want to film some shit, I gotta go out to like LA.
Let's do it.
Let's just fucking grind.
We gotta fucking like stack a bunch of fucking I'll do the craziest prank.
Yeah,
bro.
I was like, the ideas are there, like, I could think of shit like that. Hell, and I'm like, but who's gonna film this, or who's gonna be the one to do this with me, or like, and I'm like, damn,
it's always that, huh? Because I think the same thing. I was like, I want to do this for my channel, but what the fuck, like, I don't have anyone who's down, and it's not as motivating going by yourself.
Yeah,
or taking someone who's not really like up for it, and he's just like this, like, Oh shit, the police are coming. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, that's why there was a point where I was going to pay people to film. And I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like, I can't, when I'm talking to the camera, when someone's filming me, like, I feel like I'm talking to them. I could be myself, whatever. But if it's, I'm like a shy person, believe it or not, when I just meet someone, like, I'm not going to be quiet, but you're not going to get the same me that you see on camera, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you meet me for the first time, I'm not gonna be all over the top, like, fucking cracking mad jokes. Like, I need to get to know you. I need to, like, feel out your humor and shit. Like,
yeah.
So, same with, like, hiring a filmer, or just paying somebody, like, a subscriber or something. Like, I don't think it would work for me. Like, I would just be too, I don't know. Like, it's gotta be someone who, like, I'm close with.
You gotta feel that connection. That connection has to be there, else it's gonna be mad weird. Unless you're a fucking psychopath and you quirk around anybody. But like, I'm not like that.
Yeah. Definitely so like that. And I don't like to just make excuses. So I end up just filming videos, mainly me holding the camera by myself and shit. But like, I do want to like dial down and like make these fucking videos happen.
We gotta make them happen.
Let's do it. Videos, podcasts, because we live far. So like.
We do live far. I live an hour and a half away from you now. Well, I always been, but like, now I'm in Bakersfield, so it's...
Yeah, for me, like, it's right here in my office, so like, I could record one of these whenever, but for you, that's why, you know, I'd be putting the blame on you, like, you flaking and shit, I get it, you live far. These people don't understand.
Not put the blame on me, fam.
Well, there's blame on me, too. There's times where I fucking take a week to edit the podcast, but...
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is blame on you, huh?
Bro, but that's why we got to be there to bounce off each other's
energy. All right. We're going to sit in this office and we're going to think about, all right, what's today's videos? And we're going to write it down and then we'll fucking go out and do it.
I used to just like write like 50 ideas when I was really on my like skate YouTuber shit, like a few years back. I was like, fucking gummy lifesaver bushings, this, flat bar versus this. Like, I like had a fucking whole list of videos to do.
Those are good videos.
And I was pumping out videos every other day, I think. Like, that's all I had going on.
I feel like people, I mean, I see skateboard YouTubers out there. It's just all the same, I feel like. Like, everything's always the same. Like, these film vlogs, which is cool. They get views. But I tried it. I'm doing it. I don't really like it. Like, it's cool. It's fun. But I want like, to do better. I want to do better than that.
Yeah, exactly. And I took a look at my videos. A YouTuber, Arak, I don't know if you saw, he made this like tool where you could look at like your Spotify Wrapped for YouTube.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Well, basically I just typed in my YouTube username and it showed me like my best performing videos this year and all this shit. And like two of my top videos were like Walmart board videos. Like the first one was the liquor store video that we filmed.
I remember
liquor store skateboard. And my third most popular video was like using a Walmart board at a street spot or some shit. And like those Walmart board videos, they're pretty fun. Like, they're funny to film. Mm-hmm. But, like, people have been doing that shit for years, you know? Like, yeah. That's not new.
Mad years,
but bro. They just get views. And, like, I don't... Same with, like, one of my most popular videos is, like, worst skate park. I made three of those videos. Like, the worst skate park in California, the worst skate park in the world, the worst skate park. And those all blow up, too. But, like, I stopped trying to make videos that were only getting views because of the idea, and I wanted to grow myself mm-hmm. more, like just get to the point where I could post fucking anything and people watch it because it's me. That's what I was really trying to go for.
Yeah.
And here and there, I still, like, throughout this last year, 2021, I did post, like I said, the liquor store skateboard or the Walmart one, like here and there, but I wouldn't want to post those all the time, because when those blow up, I'm like, eh, like, it was expected. It's a fucking Walmart board, you know? Like,
were you not proud of those?
No, I am, like, fucking, like, I did a Walmart board one time and did, like, a fucking kickflip late shove on it. I almost fucking ollied to Hollywood 12. Like, people aren't doing that, you know? Like, I took that shit to, like, Hollywood 12, so I put my own little twist on it. But just the idea of, like, a Walmart board, like, a cheap skateboard. They all end the same. They break up. They're fucking slow. You know? Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
The,
like,
plastic's all in the fucking hardware.
It's repetitive. Like, everyone knows what to expect. And I mean, obviously, as the years go by, there's a new wave of, like, the new generation. Like, maybe they haven't seen those videos back then. Like, so maybe my channel is the first time they're seeing it. But, like, mm-hmm. still, like, I know, like, those videos are fucking, like, been done, you know? Like, I want to do my shit. Like, just live my life and fuck around and shit. Like, you.
We got to do our shit. We got to just fuck around and do everything.
Yeah. I mean,
we got to be on some Nug Boy shit. Like, just fucking do funny shit.
Should I just start fucking drinking?
Dude, just,
I'm 21 now.
Let's get fucking crazy.
I still haven't drank.
You still haven't?
I still haven't had my first 21 drink.
We need to go to a fucking club or something.
I went to a bar with my dad. I didn't drink, but I got into an argument with a Karen.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, that's what you told me the other day.
Did I tell you the story?
You didn't tell me the story.
Okay.
What the fuck happened?
I'll make it quick because...
I'll make that shit hella long. I want to know.
I'm going to talk about it on my second channel. I'm making this video about Karens.
Oh, okay.
But basically, my dad's there for a pool tournament. He plays pool, billiards.
That fool's that good?
Yeah, he's pretty fucking good. Like, for example, I bought him a tablet to watch my YouTube videos because he doesn't really know about the internet and shit. And the only other app he has on his tablet is a pool game, like to play 8-ball.
That's so, shit you do?
Yeah, like he's into that shit. But anyways, we're at this bar. I meet him there. He got dropped off. He asked if I could pick him up. I went. I was early enough to watch. And there's this bitch there, like, you could just tell. Okay, she kind of looked like FaZe Rug's mom. I'm not saying she's a bitch, but, like, just so you have, like, an idea.
Wait up, real quick, sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but low-key, if FaZe Rug's mom wasn't FaZe Rug's mom, you would think she's a bitch. Like, she's a Karen.
Like, just by looking
at her. She looks like a Karen a little bit.
Yeah, so just picture her like that, but with lighter hair. This bitch kind of had, like, orange's hair. I don't know. Or I could fucking show you a picture of her.
What the fuck? You took a picture or a video?
It was a screenshot from a video, but
oh my god, if you give me the screenshot. But I'm picturing her, she has a double chin, right? And she has a fat ass mole on her chin. That's her. Damn, she's a fat ass double chin.
Okay, but you see how she's dogging me out? I'm holding the camera down by my knee.
Oh, she's like,
so she's looking at me. Basically,
shit,
my dad was playing before the tournament.
Okay,
like, say we're playing 8-ball
playing
me against you. The winner keeps the table, plays the next person on this table. So whoever wins stays at this table. Mm-hmm. And this bitch wasn't even playing, and she kept coming over trying to, like, take the table, telling my dad, like, aren't you going to play in the tournament? You need to go over there. And he was like, it hasn't started yet. I keep winning on this table. Like, you know? Like,
oh, so, like, dude, it just keeps going. So he's
there's
winning.
There's multiple tables, but they were just playing for fun at this point, like, against people. Okay. And the winner stays there. And this bitch just wanted, instead of playing him and winning so she'd get the table, she was just like, she kept coming up after every game and saying, like, are you done?
Oh,
are you
done? Was being a real life Karen then. Just, yeah, being weird
to him. And then he told me, he was like, oh, she's a regular. Like, she's, everyone knows she's like that. Later in the night, once the tournament starts, there's two tables that are, like, back to back each other, like where you are. And then kind of like 7 feet away, there's another one. So facing
one over
the same
there,
way.
One over here.
Yeah. So she's over here and my dad's playing on the tournament over there. Basically, I'm just standing around the table watching. I keep moving, like, wherever the ball lands and they have to shoot from,
yeah,
I'm, like, getting the fuck out of their way, you know? So I'm, like, moving all around the table. And then there comes this one time where I'm on, like, right here watching. And she's playing on this one. She's not in the tournament. She's just shooting around for fun. Like, she fucking sucked. Like, she was just shooting. Like, she wished she was in the tournament.
She's a local?
She was fucking horrible, bro.
That's her,
like,
local part.
Like, her form. Just kidding. I'm not one to talk. I'm not good at bowling.
Her form is a...
But, but, like, point is, like, she wasn't in the tournament. She was over here. Okay. And she comes and, like, steps on my shoe by accident. And we both kind of said, like, oh, sorry. So, it was, like, I said, oh, my bad. And she said, sorry. So, I was, like, she's, like, oh, sorry, my bad. Like, you know, yeah, just, like, quickly, a little, like... But then she, like, sees me, and I'm looking at the table, and I see her still, like, staring at me, and she's like, well, really, you need to be over there if you're not shooting like that, like, all bitchy. And I heard her, but I was like, okay, I'm just going to ignore her. So I keep watching the tournament, and then that's when when she comes back, and we're, like, in a similar spot, I start recording just so I could get a picture of her, because I was telling my girlfriend, like, hey, this bitch is being a fucking Karen. So I wanted to get a picture of her. So I'm filming the video, and then... You can see her. I have a video. She's about to shoot, and then she walks closer to me and then just dogs me out, like, as if I'm in her way.
Was that one picture you showed me?
Yeah. And then she, like, a few minutes later, fucking, she comes back over, and I wasn't recording anymore. Like, I wasn't trying to get her to fucking, like, yell at me or anything.
Yeah.
But I'm standing in the same spot, and then she comes over, and she's like this. She's like, you need to move like that.
Oh, she pushes.
She didn't push me, but she went like she did the gesture. Like,
oh,
she,
okay.
Here, I'll do it exactly how she did it.
Should we kneel down?
I'm kneeling. Yeah, kneel down.
All right, so pretend we're standing.
Okay, she goes like this. She turns to me and she's like, you need to move. I guess I could have just done that gesture. But yeah, right, so
there. She. What the fuck? Okay, we get the point. She did the gesture.
She did the gesture, but she didn't touch me. But it was rude, you know? Like, you don't just do that to someone. So I'm like, I look her up and down, and I'm like, do I fucking know you? And she's like she couldn't believe that I was like I didn't just listen to her. Like she's probably just used to, like, being able to bitch people around
and get her own way.
Yeah, which is, like, what Karens do. And I was like, you need to have some manners. Like, learn some respect. You say, please, excuse me. I was like, you don't just tell someone to move and, like, get out of your way. Yeah. And then she was like, she was fucking flabbergasted. She was like, this, no. She was like, she goes over to my dad, and she was like, yeah, your little friend, he's rude. And I was like, how am I the fucking rude one?
What the fuck?
I don't know. But I told you I wasn't going to, like, go too much into detail, and I start fucking giving every detail.
You start ranting?
But yeah, bro, because...
That shit must have pissed you off bad then, huh?
Yeah, I just told her, I was like, the difference between you and everybody here is... Like, they're cool. Like, they're polite. And you, I don't know. I was like, she kept calling me weird. I was like, what the fuck? But, yeah, she even, like, ended up going over to the security and telling him something. And, like I said, like, she's a local. Everyone knows how she is. So, the security was just like, he's not doing anything wrong. What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
And the weirdest part is, like, as she was, like, in my face and we were, like, having this little altercation.
Yeah.
I was expecting, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, this is going to make a scene. You know, people are going to, like... But I looked around the bar, and, like, nobody even, like, was really paying attention, which just goes to show, like, they're used to that bitch. But yeah, like,
fucking bitch, bro. Dude, I hate Karens.
It could have been avoided if, like, when she said, you need to move, like, if I just was like, oh, my bad, and stepped out of the way. But then, like, she's just going to say, like, think she could do that to everyone.
Yeah, no, dude, fuck so, that. So, yeah. I would not listen to that lady,
My first time 21 in a bar, got... in a little argument with a Karen.
Dude, I wish I never got in an altercation with a Karen before, like, ever.
Say. One girl that I'm bringing up in my video on that channel is the girl in the background from Hawaii when that crazy guy was coming at us.
Wait, what?
Remember when you're reminding, in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
The lady in the back that I kept talking about.
You brought her up?
Yeah, because remember how she was like, you need to stop recording him.
Yeah,
I remember I kept talking about it for, like, hours. And, like, dude, the next day I was like, bro, that fucking lady.
Bro, we're talking about it for days.
Well, because, like,
that
bro,
lady was annoying. Okay, I did run into a Karen then. That's
well, yeah, but we didn't really, like, say anything to her because we had a bigger issue with that guy.
Yeah.
So, like, she wasn't, she was a fucking annoying for not minding her business, but, like, we didn't, like, go back and forth.
So the guy was a problem, and then she was just the noise.
Yeah, she was just, like, not minding her business. She didn't even know what was going on. It was that type of
thing. You know, I still get video. I guess I still get comments on that video to this day, just, really? Like, barking at me, saying, you guys are in the wrong.
Are we?
I don't know, bro. Like, honestly, I don't really care, because I'm like, it happened. We're done with it. Fuck that person. Yeah. And those people.
Exactly. And this fucking camera for always turning off. I don't think we're in the wrong for that, because this crazy guy is yelling shit at me.
Like, what, did you know the background behind
if
all this?
If they don't, just go watch my fucking video.
Yeah, on my second channel. There's a video of this fucking crazy guy. This crazy guy. At us.
He starts telling shit to me, and I start recording him, because why am I not gonna, like, one, maybe for my protection, two, because I'm a fucking YouTuber, three, because my friends are inside Starbucks and I want to show them what the fuck was happening while they were inside. I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, me recording him, you know, like, I don't think we're so in public either. And yeah, it was probably like igniting the fucking flame, whatever the fuck, whatever that saying is, because it was obviously pissing him off more that he was being recorded. But, like, this guy's fucking throwing lighters and, like, his shoes at us and shit. Like, how are we... I don't know. But, yeah, like, we agreed on it was just because we were in his hood, which is why they sided with him.
Yeah, dude. The Hawaiian, like, I think we get people like that in my videos. They're saying, like, oh, and over here, if you're not a local, you should not be doing these problems. He's a local crackhead. Let him be. Like, bro, I don't give a fuck who he is, bro. He's weird. He's all up in our face. And, yeah, we're right there, but, like, we're, like... Like you said, we're filming because we think it's a little funny, but we're not doing anything to harm him or to piss him off.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have hit him back, bro. You were in the wrong.
Okay. Dude, I fucking stalked his ass back. That shit was funny. I never done that shit in my life.
I had my hand on my phone recording and my other hand on my Starbucks the whole time as he's like swatting at me. So I'm like trying to vlog and shit. I don't know. It was crazy.
That was a funny altercation. I miss Hawaii.
I gave Jay a shirt a while back, a Late Club shirt, and he posts a picture like a few weeks later that he used it as his cum rag.
I used it. Like, I used it multiple times.
Which too. Is fine. Yeah. You know, I've done that with a few borderline tees myself. But borderline? The thing is, Jay posts that he uses it as his cum rag on one of his slides on Instagram. I don't know why you posted on Instagram, but my point is, like a week ago, he posts on his story that he's wearing that shirt again as if nothing happened.
I told you. Did I not say that shit in a couple of podcasts? I think our first or second one, I'm like, oh yeah, I come on my shirts, wash them, or use
you
them.
You also said in a video that you wipe your ass with your shirts, wash it, and wear it again. Yeah. You're insane.
I did that shit a couple of times, but... I get people asking me that shit too. Like, is that the shirt you cummed on? Like, yeah. Unfortunately, this is one of the sweaters I came on.
You were wearing that in the video. Where you said you wiped your ass with it. Oh, no. Wait. I don't know. Roll the clip.
My dog uses a shirt.
He uses a shirt to wipe your ass?
You wash it later?
No fucking way. You wipe your ass with a shirt and then you just wash it and wear it like normal?
Bro, you... Oh, you save it for later to wipe my ass again.
But you don't wear it again.
Nah, just kidding. I don't do any of that. But I do think it's
cute. Bro, we should do another reaction video with Piotto.
Bro, that shit has 100,000 views.
No fucking way.
On my second channel. It's my most popular. Dude, like,
let's do it. We were just chilling.
I know, that's what's fucking crazy.
We literally were just bored as fuck that day, and you hit 100,000 views on a video. We're just chilling.
Isn't that fucking crazy how I could put in all this effort and, like, invest all this money into a video, like the fucking New Jersey one, and then it flops? But then a video where we're just sitting in my car, 107,000 views on my second channel with 30,000 subs.
Oh my god. That was almost a year ago.
I know. We need to do an update. Remember, I almost didn't film it. Remember, we started watching it and I'm like, should we record this? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
It was dark. It was late. Like, I don't usually film videos at night. Like,
we're at the mall.
Dude, like, I was like, fuck it for my second channel.
Bro, what the fuck?
And people fuck with it. So, like, you see, when I think of shit like that, that's when I'm like, okay, I need to, like, stop being so hard on myself about, like, the quality of the video. I have to structure it a certain way, which, like, I still want to take pride in my videos and put out good shit. But, like, it doesn't always have to be, like, film for 5 days like this, like, you know, like, you know what I mean.
It's hard. It's definitely hard, and you getting yourself, but like that, a video you sit in your car doing it, it's fucking easy, and you see the numbers, so fuck it, let's keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and there's so many people on YouTube, like the bar is high. There's people doing the craziest shit every week, and like I don't think I could keep up with that, like the ideas and like the shit they're pulling off. And I'm fine with that, because people are gonna fuck with you, like, for just fucking, like someone like Emma Chamberlain, you know who that is?
She
makes coffee, talks about
her experience. Yeah, she's chilling too, mad chilling.
She'll just make a fucking cup of coffee, sit in bed, and talk about, like, some weird, awkward encounter she had on the elevator in, like, the day before. So, you know, yeah, like, because it's relatable or whatever, but, like, see, like, it doesn't always have to be the craziest shit edited fast, like, I don't know. You know what I mean.
I miss those days.
But what I was saying about you posting the fucking cum shirt on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're pretty, like, out there, you know? You post everything. Like, you're an open book for social media, right?
Sometimes.
But a lot of people aren't like that, and I'm pretty sure we've covered that before, how, like, social media is fake. Mm-hmm. It's, like, people posting, like, their best shit, which I'm not saying that's fake, just posting your best shit, but it's kind of, like, what it's for. Not everyone is, like, as open with, like, either the weird shit or, like, the L's that they take and shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, do you know anyone that, like, is really fake on social media? Like, you don't have to name drop, but, like...
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I have one on the top of my head.
Like you see their posts, or maybe you don't follow them, but, like, you've seen their profile, and then, like, you're like, eh, you're... That's not...
Yeah.
You know? Like, they're trying to give off... I knew somebody who...
Sad.
Would... I don't know if this is fake, but it's definitely misleading. This person would take a lot of pictures whenever they went out and did something, you know, in LA or traveling, whatever, and... They would post those on their story, like, on a day that they're working. So they'd be sitting, like, at a desk working, but they'd be posting, like, those pictures.
Like, Hawaii pictures.
Yeah, something like that. Like just trying to make it seem like they're out doing that when in reality they're sitting at work.
Yeah, dude, that's I think, I don't know. I think it's really fucking toxic or some shit like that.
And I, like, you could argue, like, oh, maybe they just forgot to post it. Maybe, like, they didn't have time when they were doing it. But, like, yeah, like, I knew the person, and they like, were just really obsessed with, like, that social media persona. And they were definitely trying to give off the impression that they were there doing that or whatever. But, I mean, it doesn't affect me, but I just, it's, like,
it's just something to look at. You know, you just look at them, especially if you know the person, too. Yeah. Like, you know the person, and you see them posting all this, like, fancy, crazy stuff, and deep down inside, you know they're doing, like, bad or, like, somewhat not as good as they were doing before, or as it seems. But it's crazy. I know, like, two people like that. And, I mean, I wouldn't tell them, like, hey, post about your problems. Like, hey, you should post about your problems. Like, it's whatever they want to post. Because do you ever post about your problems? Like, ever?
I do sometimes, but I don't want people to think, like, I'm trying to get sympathy. Or, like, if I do post something that, like, I'm... Like, if I'm overthinking something, whether it be, like, what I do, like, videos or just something, like, people are quick to, like, think I'm complaining. Like, oh, like, you shouldn't complain, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, just don't be a pussy, you know, like.
Now, what kind of problems would you go through?
Like, say, for example, let's just say I'm, like, fuck, I don't know, dude. I don't really have problems. My life's perfect.
Something. Just my life is perfect. All right, something of my problems. All right. So, I mean, I can't really open up everything about myself and fucking open everything. This is J Films. But I can say sometimes I have relationship problems. Sometimes I have problems about if I want to do YouTube or not, or if I want to, like, fucking run into a wild and just be myself, you know? Don't worry about the internet. Or sometimes I think, am I capable enough to make, like, $1 million one day? And, like, I doubt myself. Sometimes I don't doubt myself. So those are, like, problems I have. Or, like, I'm 22 years old. What do I want to do? I'm not exactly where I thought I would, but what the fuck's going to happen? So, like, problems like that.
Yeah, it's I made a video on my second channel, like, talking about my problems, like, which were, like, bad habits I have and things that I want to improve on. It wasn't necessarily, like, a New Year's resolution video, but I was talking about, like, bro, I spend too much money on food. Like, you know, like, I'm spending, like, $25 on a meal for myself when I could just spend $8, you know? Like, shit like that. Like I try to be, like, really, like, open, and I want to also put my problems out there a little bit, because, like, people can relate to that, you know? Like,
yeah,
I want people to know that I'm human. I don't want people to think my life's perfect and shit. Like, but yeah, I just know oftentimes, let's say, like, with other people, if they put what they're going through, like, say they put a rant on their story because, like, they're in, like, a slump, which YouTubers go through slumps a lot. They don't know what to create. They don't have motivation, whatever. And it's, like, from the outside looking in, it seems very, like, oh, like, fucking, like, a sob story. Like, oh, you're, like, you're fine, bro. You're a fucking YouTuber. You're doing this. You're, like, your dog's fun. Yeah. You know, so, like, it's kind of, like, that response is why, like, a lot of people don't want to put too many of their problems out there. I don't know. Now I'm really thinking about it, because something like our YouTube videos, like, those are there for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not really, like, just social media, your life. But I'm thinking when we're talking about this, I'm thinking more of like Instagram, like an Instagram story or something.
Yeah.
Or like, okay. Or like maybe Twitter is more like personal, life shit. I don't know. But yeah, I mean,
Twitter and stories are definitely personal.
I guess there's like nothing wrong with not putting your problems out there. Like a lot of shit's better dealt with offline anyways, you know?
Yeah, you can talk
about more stuff. But I was just talking about more of people like that do put shit on social media to act like something else,
you know? I get you now.
But
took it a whole different route.
Yeah, I know. We just started talking about like, oh, people need to talk about their fucking grandpa passing away last week. Like, what the fuck,
bro? I posted my whole fucking problems out right now.
I said I'm done bad. I need to run away. Nah, a problem I have though is this fucking podcast. This shit's ass.
This shit is ass, bro. That's what I'm gonna tell you. You need to work on this shit, bro. Because honestly, it's not gonna go nowhere in life.
Should we paint this wall again?
Yeah,
that usually solves our problems.
It's the wall, bro.
This shit solves.
I hate the wall. We fucked up. No, we learned. We learned.
What color should we paint this shit?
Bro, okay. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, maybe, Jesus. Maybe if we, if someone puts a comment, what color, and they get the most likes, can we do that? Sure. I think that'd be fun.
All right. Hey, leave a comment on the YouTube version.
And
if you're listening on audio, go to the YouTube one. Pick a color, the one with the most likes. We'll paint the wall.
We'll paint the fucking wall.
Should we do it? Wait, should we do it while we're recording? Nah, just kidding.
Can we do it? No, make it better. If you guys get the color the most liked and we paint that wall that color, we could go live stream while painting the wall on the YouTube channel.
It's happening again, bro. This podcast started out so good and now it's ass. This episode sucks. Fucked
up. I think it's the wall thing. I shouldn't have brought up. You brought it up.
I'm just kidding. I don't give a fuck. Have you ever met like a really famous celebrity?
Yeah.
Outside of YouTube.
I did. You know Pomage?
Pomage
and David Vonderhaar. He doesn't play games. If you guys know who those are, then I met them. They're fucking lit.
I'm talking about like A-list celebrity. Have you ever met like
Pomage and Vonderhaar are fucking famous?
Really? Maybe I'm just
okay. Not A-list. Not like Justin Bieber type shit. But they A-list. No. Oh, I saw Logan Paul from a distance.
Really? How much of a distance?
Like, I was at the stadium. I was on this Logan Paul fight.
2 miles. 2 miles away, I saw his Instagram story.
I went to the Logan Paul and KSI fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I went there for $15. I was in
when?
I was at the Staples Center with my girl. We were fucking watching that shit. We were bored as fuck.
Did I know you? Like, know you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know me. You didn't know who I was.
Oh, okay. That seems like so recent.
I literally made a video about it, but I went over there. I was going for Logan Paul. I was like, you got this shit, bro.
What about like in the audience? Did you see anyone?
No.
Really? Oh, you were probably like in the fucking nosebleeds. You couldn't afford no fucking $15. You weren't next to fucking
like Drake
Justin Bieber.
No, I think Justin Bieber was there. Wow. Damn.
Anyways, I met Ariana Grande.
Shut the fuck up. No, you did not.
I was just thinking about this when I was driving back from Anaheim today and I was like, damn, I'd be in LA. Like, I don't live there, but I'm there. I've been there a good amount and I've never like just seen somebody like, well, okay, maybe I have, like maybe I've just passed by some fucking like movie star, like some actor, and I didn't even know who it was because like I don't really know people like that.
Yeah, I can't see faces, but like, oh, you're from The Notebook. I don't know.
Dude, did you cry?
I cried in that fucking movie, bro. That shit was heavy. That shit got my tears running, bro. That shit was hard. Especially when she died, bro. That shit was hard as fuck.
I don't even remember the fucking movie.
That shit was
sad. It's been like 2 years since I watched it.
That shit reminded me of my mom for some reason.
What?
I almost cried for a second.
Speaking of celebrities.
Nah, just kidding.
You know what's fucking weird?
What?
Paparazzi.
I would love to be paparazzi.
I was literally going to ask you like, would you take up that job being paparazzi?
Yeah.
Swear.
No,
dude, would. I couldn't. I wouldn't be able to do that shit. It seems so like invading their space, and I know it's only like in public and shit, like say the celebrity fucking Addison Rae's at Saddle Ranch or like some fucking restaurant. Obviously the paparazzi doesn't go in there, they wait outside for them to come out, but still it's so like in their face, like I wouldn't want to do that. Just because like I know I wouldn't want that for me if I was like ever in that position.
Yeah, no, it honestly would suck. Because today I was at the skate park and I was skating by myself. But what if I was famous and I wanted to skate?
I thought you were going to say today I was at the skate park and these kids came up to me, asked for a picture, and I just felt so like, get the fuck out of my face.
No, some kid did know me there, but I was like not in the mood. And I was like, please just don't say anything. Like, please don't say anything. But like, I sound like a dick right now.
Dude, some kid DM'd me and he was like, bro, Jay answered my DM like he was fucking famous.
And he sent me a screenshot. Keep talking though. You were at the skateboard.
What'd I say? What?
Keep talking.
Okay, I'll put so up the skateboard. So you guys don't sound like, you won't think I'm sounding like a dick. Okay, I was really tired this morning. I wasn't having the best morning. And I went to the skate park just to be alone, my earphones. And I saw some kid. And I was like, oh, like he looked at me like twice, which is, I just didn't feel like talking to anybody, to be honest. I was tired, bro. I didn't answer no one like I'm famous, bro. I just, let me see the text.
He said, bro, I DM'd Jay and he answered me like he was famous. And the message is, you was putting a story while you're driving and he just put, bro, pay attention to the road. And all you put was no.
What the fuck? Yeah, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I said no. I don't give a fuck.
No, he made it seem like you were like, no, bro, I don't have to. I have 10,000 followers on Instagram or some shit. All you put was no. At least you responded.
Fuck that kid.
This morning, on my way to Anaheim, I was going down the 5. And I look up and there's a bird. It's like a pigeon. And it's on the telephone wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the black ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy, huh? That was it. You ever see them on the telephone wire?
Yeah.
Shit's fucking crazy.
I used to see a bunch of them, but...
I was trying to set it up like there was
you
more
to
the story.
You just ruined this podcast with that fucking joke, bro.
Thanks like, for
honestly,
watching.
You did.
What else do you want to talk about?
Okay, I told you something that actually happened while we were snowboarding, and then we stopped at the gas station, but then something actually happened. I didn't know what to do. I did know what to do, but I didn't do it.
Hit me with it. What happened?
All right, so we went to the gas station after we left snowboarding, right?
Yeah.
So I was hella, like, lit.
Uh-huh.
Drank a little bit. You know, fucking... Nah, this guy didn't smoke. But we're over there, and we're driving. We get pulled up to the gas station. I'm just, like, fucking getting crazy in the backseat. And I put my window down, and I'm, like, this, throwing gang signs at this random car. Like, it wasn't really gang signs, just throwing shit. And then...
Wait, you were parked at the gas station?
No, we were just pulling in. We're pulling in the parking lot. We're like, I'm like this while driving. And then...
Wait, were you actually throwing something up or you were just doing random shit?
I was doing shit, bro. Little baby was on. We're lit.
Okay.
And then we park and then we get out. And then some guy's just dead staring at us. He's like this. Like mad, like hella mad. And I was like, what the fuck? And I let all my homies know. I'm like, is he? Like, what's wrong with him? And she's like, yeah, what the fuck is wrong with him? And then we're inside the gas station just being stupid. And then we come out like 15 minutes later. And the guy, he's not there. And I go in the car, I go in my seat with my fucking drinks and everything. And give Mowgli his drink. And I'm like, well, Fernando was driving, my homie. I'm like, where's Fernando at? And then they're like, oh, he's over there. Like, he's going to press that guy, the one that was dogging us. And I was like, no way, are you serious? And they're like, yeah. So I put my drinks down. I go out, I start running. I was like, hey. I started screaming at Fernando. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what's happening? And I turn around the corner. And I guess Fernando the whole time, he wasn't going to press him. He was trying to throw trash away, Fernando. This is the other guy in there thought. So I'm like, yo, what's happening? And then the guy that was dogging us, he was looking at Fernando. He's like, hey, tell your homies to stop flipping us off. Like, and then Fernando was like, what the fuck? Like, bro, none of my homies are flip you off like that. Like, we don't do that. We're here just to have a good time. And he was like, nah, he was a big dude, bro. He was huge. And then Fernando was like, they want to do that shit. And I'm right there standing next to him. He looks at me and he's like, he's still telling me. He's like, bro, no, someone, one of you guys flipped us up. Six of us start running to him. We're like, what'd you say? Like, it's all like backing up Fernando. There's six against one. But like, we weren't going to fight him. We're just trying to back him up. He's like, oh, y'all going to fight me now? And he puts his girlfriend inside the car. He's like, go inside the car, babe. And we're like, no, we're not going to fight you, bro. We're just trying to have a good time. We're trying to figure out what's happening. He's like, no, no. He starts getting a little mad. And then we escalated down. And then he was like, all right, have a good one then. And he goes inside his car. We're like, what the fuck just happened? Like,
so it's just a big misunderstanding?
Yeah, big ass misunderstanding.
Wait, did anyone actually flip him off? Or he was talking about when you were throwing like
those little... It was me that was throwing stuff. And then I guess his girlfriend told him that someone flipped him off. And then later on, I put two and two together. I was like, oh, guys. He probably thought it was me because I was throwing stupid shit out the window, which I shouldn't have in the fucking snow.
Bro, it's always girls fucking it up.
Yeah,
they don't like to see guys having a good time.
His girl almost got him fucked up.
You like, think he would have got fucked up?
Dude, he was six against one. Of course, I would have fucking grabbed that motherfucker by his neck.
Like in the movies, he just fucking like elbow fucking boom. like all of you guys and
you know, some Hulk smash shit, he would have grabbed our legs.
Yeah, imagine.
Nah, bro. Like, nah. He would have got hurt.
That's crazy. You need to tell stories more. Like, I like
Like that?
Yeah.
That was crazy, huh?
I liked listening to that.
I made it crazy.
My dick got hard.
Imagine it was actually real.
We made it up?
Yeah, dude. What the fuck? You thought this shit was real?
Did you make that up?
Nah, this kid, it was real. Dude, I swear to God. I put down everything. I put
down. Did you take a video or no?
No, I didn't. I was more in the moment,
that
bro.
That didn't happen, bro.
Bro, I swear to God. I put down everything. I was real.
I wish I was there.
I could tell. I could call my homies right now. Don't vouch for me.
The first thing I would have done is fucking record. A lot of people, like, you see, like, I'm guilty of this. You'll see, like, something. You'll see some crazy fucking viral video of something going down, and everyone in the comments is like, why is the person filming instead of, like, doing something? Like, whether it be, like, to help somebody in the video, or, like, it's a fight, and, like, oh, why didn't they break it up? Or I'd be that person just, like, recording.
Just be like this.
I'll admit it. Like, my mind, no matter what, just goes to recording, bro. Oh, for everything. Like, I don't know. Like, obviously, I'm a YouTuber, but, like, I just love having videos of shit. Because, like, funny. When something like that happens, like, I could go show my friends. Or, like, I don't know.
Now you don't believe me. No one believes me now.
No, I'm not trying to say, like, you should have recorded it. I'm just saying, like, I'm that guy that's always, like, recording shit, like, when something goes down.
So you have proof.
Yeah, I'm always prepared to, like, to tell stories. Like, if you have no evidence to back it up, it's kind of just, eh. So, basically, in front of that story, you, like, okay. If I've titled the podcast about that, I'm going to put allegedly.
Allegedly? Almost
okay, so allegedly, I was throwing up gang signs. Like they do in fucking...
Bro, I was really throwing up gang signs. I was listening. I forgot what song I was listening to by Lil Baby, but that shit was crazy. And on the way out, like, while we're driving out, we're just fucking sitting in the back seat. We're asking everyone, like, we had a meet with us. We're like, hey, where the beers at? This fucking screaming at them. We got the carne asada. We're screaming.
You just, all of you guys leaving the gas station, just roll down your windows and flip them off for real. You should have just done that.
That shit was crazy, bro. You should have went.
Hey, did you ever, like, in, like, middle school, would you walk to school in the rain with no umbrella because you were too cool?
Yeah, I fucking love the rain.
Isn't that so stupid? Wait, you still do that?
No, I don't go to school tomorrow.
Well, no, but, like, do you just walk in the rain?
No,
okay, because, like, that's such a middle school thing to, like, refuse to take an umbrella to school because it, like, fucks up your outfit or it just doesn't look cool. Like, you used to do that? Like, everyone in middle school, like, the whole fucking few hundred kids that attended, there'd be, like, maybe, like, 40 kids with umbrellas. Like, I don't know why. All
soaking wet and shit?
Yeah, like, I don't know why the fuck. Isn't that so fucking dumb?
No, I used to not.
No, isn't that fucking, like, ridiculous? Isn't that just the fucking dumbest thing you've ever heard? Sorry.
Shit. Damn.
What were you saying?
Why are you so mad about that?
Bro, the camera's already turned off twice. I'm pissed.
That means we're doing good. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That means once it goes twice, that means we have extra footage. This is not necessary.
Do you guys like the longer podcasts? Who's still listening to this shit? Bro, I'm overthinking it again. Fuck.
Fuck.
Just kidding. I don't give a fuck. Keep going.
This fucking... What was I going to say?
This podcast, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just...
I told you...
I'm putting bro, everything.
I told this fool. I'm like, I'm going to pull out. I don't give a fuck. Nope. Nothing.
Bro, well, look at me. I had fucking a bunch of topics.
This fool had 7. And they're all like, what's your favorite color?
There was 8.
There was 8? For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what I was thinking? I'm thinking about this whole time right now. I want to get Carlos Jr.
Let's go.
Should we... Are we done with this, or we keep? I could throw some more in it.
Yeah, let's keep talking. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I listen to podcasts, and when they talk about wrapping it up, I look at how much time's left, and when there's like another like 10-15 minutes, I get so happy. So, the rest of this is for you guys.
Oh damn, I'm fucking hyped now. We don't have to fucking
no
stress.
Topics,
bro. This guy stresses me the fuck out. I swear to God, you all do. Right,
the next however long of this is just like whatever we talk about, I'm throwing it in. All right, no edits, no.
All right, so what I got off this podcast is that we're going to start doing more videos together. We're going to start doing more pranks, more...
Yeah, even if you don't, like, move in, like, if you just, like, get a couple days off or, like, whatever, like, come down here for a few days and go back up there or whatever, like...
We're going to... Dude, we're going to do the stupidest shit.
Fucking productive.
Oh, my God. It's going to be crazy. We're going to post... Dude, we gotta mic up and go places, though. You know what I saw? You should get your vest. We should get the vet. I want one, too. We'll go somewhere and fucking just kick people out. I don't know.
Oh, the construction vest?
Yeah, like wear a construction vest.
Yeah, that shit's fun. Like, I like doing those, like, construction vest pranks and shit.
They're funny.
But, like, I don't do them that much because I don't want, like, just to do that. You know, like, I don't want the only pranks or whatever on my fucking YouTube channel to be kicking people out or whatever.
Let's get suits. We'll get costumes. Dude, people love costumes. I know. My homie has a fucking old man mask. Like a real old man mask, right, bro. Put that shit on. I was like, old people, let's do it. Dude, this shit's going to be funny. I've been thinking about this. I just don't know like how to do it with. Who to do it with.
I'm going to get a new camera soon. You want to see the camera?
You just got that.
No, I know. But so basically, I threw my phone over there because I'm done with the topics. I want to get a Canon R6, which is a mirrorless camera. I had a Sony A7 III, which is a mirrorless, but it's a Sony. You know, I wanted to change back to Canon because of the colors. My other camera was a Canon. Camera was a camera. Yeah. Right. My other camera was a Canon. Right.
Your other camera was a Sony.
Yeah, my other camera was a Sony, but I had the G7X. So I wanted my main DSLR camera to be a Canon to match and shit. I didn't want like a Sony and a Canon. Mm. Anyways, what I'm saying is, I switched from that. I basically downgraded from the Sony A7 III to a Canon 80D. Mm. Still a good camera, you know?
Fantastic camera.
But
fantastic.
Now, like, the camera I'm going to get, which is the Canon R6, is basically like the Canon version of the Sony A7 III.
Mm.
So it's like, I'll show you pictures after. I'm a pad. But it's like, it's basically the Canon version of my old camera. But it also has a flip-out screen and a
flip-out screen.
I don't really know specs that much, but yeah, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be an investment for sure. But I'm not getting it right now, but like in a few months, maybe like right before summer.
Dude, the whole time you were talking right now, I was thinking about like
about what?
I was thinking about like the conversation I had when I flaked on you.
Which one?
Oh yeah, I was like, damn, should I tell him? But I can't say it in a podcast. I mean,
there's no way anyone's still listening to this shit.
Yeah, probably no one's watching anyway. He told me not to say anything, but I'll probably say something right now.
Okay, so
the
day I filmed that intro, the very first minute of this fucking episode, Jay, like I said, was supposed to come over here and record a podcast, but he flaked and he went to dinner with somebody and he cannot say. It's confidential.
It's confidential. I can't say shit. I'm that important, bitch.
You ever just like question your entire existence and like what you're doing and shit?
There used to be days when I was like 6 or 10 years old. I don't know how I jumped between those.
6 or 10.
I used to sit there and think like, damn, I'm living.
What? Yeah. When you were 6 or 10?
6 to 10 is thinking about, damn, I'm living. Like you doze off and you sit there and you're like, what the fuck? Like, I got family. I'm sitting here. I got legs. I got a voice.
You were thinking about that shit that young?
Mm-hmm.
There's days where I'm just laying in my room, like,
sucking on your thumb and shit.
Yeah, just like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, not, okay. There's days where it's deeper than others, like, oh, I'm on fucking planet Earth. Is there other life out there? Like, I'm really just this little, but I'm talking about, like, as a person, like, what I'm doing. We make videos, you work at Zoomies, like, what you do every day, you know, hang with your girlfriend, hang with your friends, like, clapping making videos. Cheeks. Like, yeah, like, because like you can do anything on this fucking planet, you know, like you can be anyone you want to be. And like, do you ever just sit and think like what you're doing, like is it really like what you want to be doing?
Yeah, I think about that all the time. That's what I stress about. I was like, dang, I could be doing this that makes more money than this, but I don't know why I want to do this.
Yeah, like I think of it like money out of the equation. Like what else would I want to be spending my time doing? You know, like when I was younger, obviously I really enjoyed basketball. I wanted to be a basketball player when I grew up. There was a point where I wanted to be a fucking mailman. I'm 21 years old now. Why the fuck would I want to be a mailman?
Why like, are we mailman for what?
That's just what I wanted to do when I was little. I used to dress up and put like envelopes in a bag and like deliver them to my house. But I'm just using that as an example. Like you can be anything. Like what? Now that I'm older, I'm like, what do I
the fucking mailman. I'm dead.
Tell me why the camera turned off again.
Shut the fuck up. I know we're on the end of the podcast already, but when do you start like actually putting like time into your videos saying this is I'm gonna do this? What age? Right.
I don't want to go too much into detail, but it all goes back to when I was 8 years old. So just kidding.
Eight years old is when you started. Like no, like actually like you made videos, right? But like when's the time you're like, damn, I want to start doing this now. This is what I'm gonna do every single day and this is what I'm gonna focus on.
I was trying to set like a joke up, but it wasn't funny, I guess. I was trying to say, like, I don't want to go too much into detail, but it all started when I was 8 years old.
Oh, that was a joke?
Like, I was trying to say, like, how earlier I said I didn't want to go too much into detail, and then I told a crazy-ass story from the beginning.
I kind of got that, but I just didn't know because you kept going with it, so... And then you're like,
yeah, I don't know. Okay. I think I was, like, maybe, like, 12, 13.
12?
When I started, like, actually doing YouTube, like, consistently, not just a here and there, like, for fun thing.
So, like, what? So 12 is when you actually wanted to, like, you're like, this is locked in for me. But what age did you actually first start?
Oh, when did I first start making videos?
No, you answered the question I was asking.
Okay.
But, like,
now what's your next question?
So, my next question, my bad, is when do you actually first start? So, you started, and then you actually took it serious at 12.
Uh-huh.
So, what age did you first start?
14.
Wait. I was like, what the fuck?
No, you didn't even get it at first.
No.
You were like,
I was like, this guy said 12 and you said 14 over here. I was like,
I think I first started when I was like, I think I put my first video out when I was like 8, for real. No, fuck? I'm for real. Like, I said that as a joke earlier, but for real, I think I was 8 when I put my first video out there.
What the fuck? You were in first grade?
I took my mom's little digital camera and I set up, like, I knew me and my sister were starting YouTube channels, okay?
Your sister?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm just asking your sister.
Yes, like, me and my sister.
Okay.
And for your information, she was like fucking 10 years old at that time, so you're weird.
I was 9.